Hey kids, this is your old Uncle Dave Alvin, and right now you're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Flag the Ripper.
Welcome, 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 my friends. Hey, welcome to you, you, and you, and big welcome to my good friend, Mr. Blag the Ripper.
What's really going on, Mike? They're in the streets in Berkeley. They're beating on students. I'm loving this. I want to beat them up myself.
I know. We should just go over there and kick their ass. Now we actually have an excuse.
That's right. We'll put on a police uniform, pull out a baton, and just start
knocking people in those dumb, hippie, liberal...
Well, listen, speaking of American values, we have the great Dave Alvin this week.
Yeah, you did a great job interviewing Dave Alvin. Dave Alvin, of course, of the Blasters. He's also played with the Knitters. That's him and John Doe and X-Scene and X-Members. He's played with the Gun Club. He's played with Flesh Eaters.
You will hear it all, folks, along with our usual features, the Estrogen OD. It came from the garage.
Ooh, it's going to be scary this
week. Globetrotting, we're all over the place. Oh, man. Mike, it has been wild. It has been woolly. I'm on my way to the UK. I'm leaving tomorrow. So any words of advice for me before I get to England?
Yeah, pick me up some duty-free Jack Daniels, of course. That's always the good advice.
You know I will, my friend. Well, I'm going to see some pasty, doughy English chicks. I can't wait.
Have fun with that. Just bring me the booze. Leave me the pasty chicks alone.
Booze for you, booty for me. All right, we're talking to Dave Alvin. Hey, you know, we can even talk over this.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite Blaster tunes, Dark Knight. You probably remember this one from the unfortunate Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino film, Dust Till Dawn. But
from Dust Till Selma Hayek's Titties on Radio.
Like you want.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark Knight. It's a dark night.
Christine Cervenka, and you're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Our next guests are an acclaimed band featuring members of X and the Blasters. Their new CD is entitled The Modern Sounds of the Knitters. Please welcome the Knitters.
Drive by my house late at night. You can see from the freeway above. No silhouette but a light left on, burning there for love. Smoke is rising from the back, coming out my back door. I'm inside, sound asleep.
Right there, the Knitters on The Late Show with David Letterman from 2005. That's an X cover there, Burning House of Love.
There was a lot of interplay between X and the Blasters back in the day, huh? I never got to see them, but I know, Mike, you've seen them quite a bit.
Yeah, and of course, they were all on the same bill constantly, and different members would play with each other. It wasn't uncommon for John Doe to get up and sing some songs with the Blasters. In fact, we're going to hear an example of that later on in the show, and vice versa, members of the Blasters playing backup in X as well. And they played a lot of gigs together. In fact, they also played in the Flesh Eaters, Chris D's band, featured both John Doe and Dave Alvin, DJ Bone Break, and whatnot. And we're going to be hearing some of that later as well.
For those people who think they only like punk and they don't like the old stuff, I got news for you. It's all the same shit. It's all rock and roll. I think it was Billy Joel who said, "It's still rock and roll to me, Mike."
One thing I like about Dave Alvin, and he's grew up in the LA punk scene. Very interesting time. Let's play some old LA punk. Here's the Screamers. They never released anything official, but you're going to dig this song on radio.
Like you want.
Go! eyes are scarred. Oh my God, did I go too far? Let's go! Need a mechanic on a panic train. Let's go.
Yo, Radio Like You Want, this is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org. My job is to go out there and sort through all the new junk, all the new crap, all the just wretched music that's coming out, and find a few gems and bring the new gems back to you. Today's new gem comes from a group called Crazy and the Brains. They're pretty young dudes, only like 19 or so, but they just released a 6-song EP on cassette only called Snacks. For those of you that like garage rock, especially guys like No Bunny, Personal and the Pizzas, you'll dig this. This track is called Please Let Me Go.
You always get it into thinking I'm supposed to. I like you naked and I like you in your clothes too. She got a nice head, but it's not that nice. I see better and I see more, alright. It could never be the way it was before. Get away. I wish I could, but I really can't stay, babe. I know I can fly across an island if I lie and I can spend the night with you, but I won't, and I really don't care if you're here or you're over there. I listen to Milano, who's the boss? Life's a bitch when you miss what you like. Yeah, shouldn't I let me go? Yeah, shouldn't.
Yeah.
Keep it going. Keep it going. Come on, man. We can keep rolling this thing, man.
That is some ripping garage music from John Gentile.
John Gentile setting his hip to the latest jams. Crazy in the Brains right there. Snacks EP. Cassette only.
Only cassette. I'm loving that, man. I got to check this band out.
I don't know if I'm loving that, man. It just seems like, you know, trying to make a thing out of cassettes. Cassettes suck then. They definitely suck now.
I don't even have a cassette player anymore. Sometimes people send them to me, and I just
laugh. I was so happy
laugh.
When cassettes were done, and I just didn't like... I mean,
you
I like making
cassettes.
I enjoyed making cassettes. I spent hours and hours making, you know, custom tapes and bullshit like that.
Sure.
But they just sucked. They broke. They fucking... it was awful.
They did give you a neat kind of compression, though, for you audio fucks out there. They did a little thing. You know, it's like hearing something on the radio. You'd hear it on cassette.
Eh.
Oh, I don't know. Before that, the Screamers, Vertigo...
Yeah, Screamers never released anything, but I wish they had, goddammit. They could have been one of the greatest bands of all time, but unfortunately, we just have to... Their demos is all we can go off of. So Vertigo right there from their demos, 77 Session. All right, Dave Alvin, coming on up. You did a fantastic interview. He's got a new record called 11-11.
Get out there and get it. It goes to 11.
All the way.
Right, that was Harlan County Line from the mighty Dave Alvin. That's off the brand new 11-11 record, and Radio Like You Want is so pleased to have the man himself, Dave Alvin. Welcome to the show, Dave.
It's great to be here. I'm honored.
Dave, you're here in Santa Cruz, land of the hippies. I know you're kind of a hippie.
Yeah, I'm an old hippie.
How do you... What's the difference between the hippies of yesteryear and the hippies of today?
I always considered, I don't know, because to me, hippies, to me, were always beatniks. The sort of thing that came along in the early 70s, I didn't really fit in with growing up. I always related more to oddball old record collectors and guys like that. I always thought those were hippies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but the sort of new agey kind of thing and lethargic kind of thing that kind of developed.
Well, the Blasters came along and kind of blasted up the lethargy in the late 70s in Los Angeles. Do you think that was kind of a direct reaction to the laid-back hippie aesthetic that was going, you and your pals?
No, yes and no. I mean, I think that certainly the thing that was going on in the latter part of the 70s was a reaction to that kind of complacent lethargy. And so we were just part of the zeitgeist. And we were pretty amped up kids. Our thing was play old music really fast, you know?
Now, is hardcore basically just rockabilly sped up? Because it's always sounded that way to me. But when I try and sell that to people, they don't quite go along with it.
So what's the thing? I think it's more garage. It's like 60s garage sped up real fast.
And did you see a lot of 60s garage bands growing up in Southern California?
I grew up across the street from a 60s garage
band. Which one?
Yeah. Oh, but just a garage band.
A true garage band. Never got out of the garage.
Well, the guitar player actually was a guy named Bill Connors, and they would play Dirty Water by the Standells all friggin' night long, you know. And my man, that's not that goddamn bad band. If they play a different fucking song, it'd be all right, you know.
So Dirty Water was their
track. Bill Connors actually went on to become the first electric guitar player for Chick Corea, of all things.
Wow.
Yeah. So they were a good
forever.
Yeah, he was the first electric guitar player.
You know, we spoke to the Standells, and I asked them, you know, what did you guys call it? Was it garage rock? Was it this? Was it that? They said, we just called it rock and roll. Is that how you guys felt about it? Like, it was more
That's
like...
That's how I still feel about it.
It's all, I mean, the punk rock and garage rock and all these things. What's the common denominator? What is it that brings it all together?
The other thing that I grew up with was surf music. Instrumental surf music. My hometown of Downey, California was big.
Weren't the Crossfires from Downey?
No, but the Rumblers were from Downey.
Don't Need You No More by the Rumblers and Boss.
Yeah, exactly.
Two all-time classics.
Boss was, both those were on the Downey record labels, recorded in Downey at Wenzel's Music, and the Shantays Pipeline, the original Pipeline, was on the Downey label, recorded in Downey. And so I'd wake up on, you know, Saturday, Sunday mornings when I was 6, 7 years old, and you'd hear coming, you know, I'd be laying in my bed, and you'd hear coming in the window from different directions, you'd hear different surf bands record, or, you know, rehearsing in garages.
Wow.
And so to me, punk rock, it was like wake up in the morning and hearing the surf bands coming in through the window.
That sounds like a cue for a song, Dave.
Yeah.
We are going to take a break now. It's Dave Alvin on Radio Like You Want.
Thank you. as a beast, live a life of surrender. I love to watch their minds moving inside the eye. You can't make them change. Sometimes they just places at once with a goddess full of whiskey. I can't put you places at once like a mission to heaven. They're putting bells around his neck, you can tell when he's coming. You can't stop somebody's lust with a handful of ashes. I'm busy getting worthy, touch your tiny burning feet. I'm waiting to feel your breath and your spine.
Flesh Eaters with See You in the Boneyard, and I am here with Dave Alvin, guitarist extraordinaire. Dave, you play with
and
all
former Flesh Eater.
You play with all kinds of folks. You played in Christie's Flesh Eaters, of course. You played in X,
yeah,
the classic meeting of rockabilly and punk rock. Your group was the Blasters.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the live punk band at that time that just won it, hands down? Who was the band that you just couldn't keep your eyes off in the early, early days of the SoCal punk scene?
In the early days, it depended on how much you drank.
Really. Let's say you drank a lot.
I always liked the Weirdos. I remember the first time seeing the Weirdos and being scared.
Right.
And they were bitching, you know, and they were just aggressive, and they had Destroy All Music, which was a great song, and Neutron Bomb, which was a great record.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was a Weirdos fan.
We want you, we want you, machine. You're not a nations and they don't go to. It's just a red, white, and blue. We got the new tribe.
First time I saw X was on a bill at the Whiskey A Go Go. They were the first band on, followed by Arthur J and the Gold Cups, followed by Black Randy. I dug all three bands, you know. Black Randy was a personality. But X kind of struck me because, yeah, they had this guitar player who was obviously older.
And, Billy Zoom.
Yeah, and he was playing a Strat in those days. He wasn't playing the Guild stuff. And he was doing you know, a lot of these riffs that the other guys couldn't play or wouldn't want to play, you know.
Other punk guitar players couldn't play.
Yeah, or wouldn't want to play.
Right.
And then the sort of interplay between John and Exene was like, huh, interesting. This is really unique. This is different.
That was what seemed to drag it into the punk realm, was that she, Exene had that great way of being not quite in tune, and yet it worked. You know, it was a great combination with...
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about John's a great singer and great with melody and all that, and Exene, though, is X.
Right.
In a weird way, you know. I mean, John can go do a million things. Exene is X. That's
right.
That's what makes it, takes it onto another level.
Let's
Justine!
So when the Blasters came up, would you guys generally play with hardcore bands? Would you generally play with the early L.A. punk bands that were sort of becoming the hardcore bands? Or did you skew more toward the retro or roots? Or
the Blasters' attitude, because for the first year and a half, I booked the band. And so it would be me and whatever, the bass player, Johnny, or the drummer, Bill. You know, I would take the phone calls, and then either the three of us or me and one of the other guys would drive to the various clubs and try to get them to listen to our tape or take our tape or this, that, and blah, blah, blah. And so our attitude was, we'll play in front of anybody. There was a month in 1980 where we played with Queen, the Go-Go's, Asleep at the Wheel, the Cramps, and the Weirdos.
Wow, and that's the kind of eclecticism that marked the Blasters. Who partied the hardest out of that particular group? Was it Queen? They struck me as the most kind of decadent and sick out of that particular...
No, they were pretty businesslike.
Wow, okay.
Out of that, the group that I just mentioned?
Mm-hmm.
Probably the one you'd least expect.
Okay. Let's hear it. We put all the dirty details out.
I know, but...
We put all the dirty details. So what you're saying is X was the dirtiest band.
No, I'm saying the one you would least expect.
You would least expect. Okay, wait, what did he say? The Weirdos? You know, you would have expected them.
Nope.
X you might have expected, but no.
Nope.
Okay, you mentioned Queen. So who was he? Oh, Asleep at the Wheel. Uh-huh. Okay.
I would put them in a close tie with the Go-Go's.
Uh-huh.
The Go-Go's of that era. This is pre-Beauty and the Beat, back when Margo was in the band and all.
Now, come on, did the Go-Go's play on that first record? It just doesn't sound like it.
You know what? Yeah, I would guess so. I stopped by the studio. Our drummer, Bill Bateman, was going out with Belinda Carlisle at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came back from England, they went to England, they did a little 45 on Stiff Records, and when they came back from that, they could play.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, we're not talking John Coltrane, Elvin Jones, you know,
right.
But yeah, they were playing. As far as whether they played on every track on Beauty and the Beat or every track is a Go-Go, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's Charlotte and Jane, you know, I mean, it's...
Well, in honor of the Go-Go's, since I doubted
them. It's definitely Gina on drums. Gina was a killer drummer.
Still is. Well, I think we need to play one of the all-time classic L.A. punk rock bands. This is the Go-Go's on Radio Like You Want.
Every night.
We're back with Dave Alvin. He tells me he wants to talk about people and drugs. Now, Dave, I got to join with you here. This is what people want to hear about. What are some of the sickest and most demented memories of that 80s punk rock scene? Who just knocked it down? Darby crashed. He's dead now. You can say anything you want.
Well, he was a tragic guy, you know, and the sad thing about Darby Crash is he was the kind of guy that a week before he OD'd, the same people that a week later were bawling their eyes out were running frantically across the street to avoid him, you know, because he was really a mess. I knew him a little, not as well as John and Exene did. I knew him a little, but yeah, there was a couple of times, you know, there was a party going on at this place called the Capitol Gardens apartment where my girlfriend at the time was living, and I was staying with her. It was a one-bedroom place, and she was living in the closet. It was a big closet, so we'd sleep in the closet. And we were having a party there with various people, and somebody, one of the gals, ran down to get some more beer and comes back, kicks the door open. Darby saw me. Runs in, closes the door, and we turn out all the lights. Everybody gets down on the floor, and then you hear the... It's me.
Oh, man.
All right, let him in. Flip on the lights. The thing about punk rock or that era was everybody, there was no dogma, really. The dogma didn't really arise until the rise of hardcore. And when hardcore arose, it became, that's not punk, you know.
Right.
It's not fast, it's not loud, you know. It doesn't sound like Black Flag, it's not punk, you know.
Right.
Black Flag was great, Fear were great and all that, but then all the bands, a lot of the bands that came after them.
It was orthodox punk. There was a rule book, and you knew what you were supposed to do.
And the thing about punk rock is there was no dogma, because, you know, some people came out of AC/DC, let's say, or they come to punk rock from David Bowie. I came from rhythm and blues. You know, it's like you came. Yeah, everybody brought their own thing, and then when that moment, that crystal brilliant moment, faded, everybody followed their own. They went back, you know, some guys went into, oh, let's play more like AC/DC, you know.
And you sort of returned to your roots of...
Well, you know, I was doing a gig with X in Santa Clara, California, and X was trying to, when I joined the band, we were trying to, evolve in a certain way. So we're doing this gig in Santa Clara. It had happened before when I was in X, but for some reason, this was the night I just realized that I was looking down. You would see at an X gig in those days, there would be the mosh pit, and then there would be like this horseshoe shape of people actually watching the show, listening to the band. And then the mosh pit wasn't like the early days of punk rock when you'd go stand in front of the Dills or you'd go stand in front of the Weirdos or Darby or something. And things could get a little rough, but in general it was more of an expression of exuberance. this was an ass whipping. It was like one of those New Guinea initiation rites where, okay, we're going to stand in a line, you're going to walk down the middle of the line, we're going to kick your
run
ass.
Run the gauntlet, yeah.
And so, you know, and it was obvious, it's like, okay, there's this band X plan, you're not officially a punk rocker till you get your ass kicked or go kick some ass at an X show. And so I'm watching these kids, football players that found out, oh, it's a punk rock show, we can kick some ass, all right, let's get drunk, kick ass.
Right, right.
So that kind of made me want to pursue, go back more into a rootsier direction, just because it's kind of what comes natural.
Well, doing what comes naturally has produced some wonderful results. The new record, 11-11, this is a little more stripped down for you. The last effort was a bunch of females.
Yeah, well, this is loud guitars.
Now you're just back rocking it. You're on the road. How long are we going to be out this year? Is it just the permanent road, the endless summer?
If everything goes perfectly well, I'll be out till the day I die.
Good man. Well, let's hope that's not anytime
no
too
time soon.
We are with Dave Allen. Thank you so much, Dave, for talking to us.
You got it.
Down in Houston, Texas, on a Christmas night, with a gun in his hand and his name up in lights, he was young and handsome, the prince of the blues, in a shark skin suit and alligator shoes. He was with the women who had come backstage, and he said, ladies wanna see me play a wild little game. But Big Mama Thornton said, go sing your song and put that damn thing down before something goes wrong. Big Mama cried, dear Lord, Big Mama said. He put a .22 pistol better split before the cops come round, while the crowd in the theater slowly drifted away with their heads hung low, not sure of what to say. But Slick Don Roby, the record company man with big diamond rings on both his hands, said, I'm gonna send him back to Memphis in a refrigerated truck, 'cause Johnny's gonna make me a million bucks. Yeah, Big Mama cried, dear Lord, Big Mama said. He put a .22 pistol right up to his head. Then he smiled at the ladies. Now Johnny Ace is dead.
It sounds like Dave Allen's got another classic on his hand. That one's called Johnny Ace Is Dead from his latest release, 11-11.
Johnny Ace, the king of Russian roulette.
Not so much the king, I guess.
That's right. Maybe he's the jester.
He's the jester of Russian roulette. Nice interview there with Blag. Sounds like you guys had a really cool time talking.
Dave
a lot.
Alvin, he is a brilliant man. I had a great time. I'd never met him before.
Well, now you have. Now check that off your bucket list. Played a bunch of great jams. Of course, you guys talking all about the old school LA scene. Very cool stuff in there. We heard the Germs. We heard the Go-Go's. Old one from the Go-Go's. That was from their stiff 7-inch that we recorded over in England. We heard the Blasters, of course, with John Doe helping out on vocals. X in there. Weirdos. Flesh Eaters. The Rumblers. The list goes on and on.
I liked what he said about the Rumblers. You know, that's always been an interesting band. Like,
they're great.
You know, they were like a little garage combo, and they're one of those great bands that's caught between rockabilly and garage. You know, English people would have you believe that American music just kind of died after Chuck Berry. Well, don't buy it, kids.
English conspiracy out there.
That's right. Yeah, no, man. The Beatles did not resurrect music. I'm a huge Beatles fan, but come on, man. We had a million bands like the Rumblers. And, you know, I once wrote a dissertation on this, Mike.
Hey, that's my bit. Oh, my God. Not the werewolves, not the
Indeed, the Wolves are at the door, Mike. What did you get us for? It came from the garage.
Well, I got, you know, since before the Beatles, we've been making good music here, right? In fact, I read a dissertation you wrote about it. And let's do a little combo here. We got the Rumblers. We're just talking about the Rumblers. Big influence on one of our favorite bands, the Cramps. So here's a little compare and contrast. For the caring, touching, gentle, caressing side of
it's
video, like
it's almost
want.
Like aromatherapy,
but with audio. All right, what do we got here? Betty Harris this week. Mojo Hannah from 1965. Blag, let's rock this son of a bitch.
I'm taking 4 strands of your hair and a $5 bill. I'm gonna put it in the letter. Drop it in the mail. I'm gonna send it to a woman that a friend of mine told me about. She's a gumbo cooker and an alligator wooker. Make a dead man up and shout. Talk about a woman in Hannah, down in Louisiana. Hey, I'm on your worker. I want that thing on me in my misery. I know you'll be back home real soon.
Real soon, oh yeah.
Real soon.
Real soon, oh yeah.
You don't wear no fancy. Uh-huh. All she wears man bitches. Uh-huh. Now and then she take a little sip. Uh-huh. She got a 45 on her hip. Built up a swell of reputation. Uh-huh. A southern man. A Saturday night about 12 o'clock. She calls the hoodoo man.
Talk about a woman in town in Louisiana.
Hey, I'm on your hook up. I wear that thing on me. In my misery. I know you'll be back home real soon.
Oh yeah, that's the remix of Treacherous. Schoolie D, Joe the Butcher Niccolo is the producer. Oh my lord, Mike, another one is come and gone. I gotta thank Dave Alvin from the Blasters and everybody else. Great interview. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, nice interview with Dave Alvin right there. Check out his latest release, 1111. It's out now. Pick it on up. You want to pick up some ancient podcasts from us? We got a ton of classics out there for you. Head on over to RadioLikeYouWant.com. Give us a holler, 415-315-9662. Or you can email us at interviews@RadioLikeYouWant.com. Send us some tracks, John Gentile style.
I'll tell you what, man, we have been destroying. I'm off for England. I shall return in December, but your boy Mike and I have stockpiled a bunch of interesting shows.
It's getting treacherous in here, Black. Let's get on the fuck out.
Look at the floor, girl, how you doing? Standing on stage, yes, I am pursuing. Suckers from sissies in the crowd. Throw your hands up, try to get loud. Walk around like you're lighthearted. The right taste for like you just farted. You know I'm king and ain't the thing. Make your butt wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Your wife swings, put a lot of gold in your I go make you all say, damn. Hold the show, jump out my car. Treat me like a star, king or queen. Or maybe a czar. What is a battle? Nothing but words. Attitude, pronouns, a few verbs.
Greedy worldwide.